Compulsive overeater, laxative, bulimic, anorexic. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me here. I feel like I speak so much that it's kind of silly, but a lot of you don't know my story. In May, I celebrated 37 years of abstinence, and so here I was like going through some stuff, and I found the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We didn't have our traditions yet, but we had our steps. And somewhere in my house, I have the galley of the traditions. I have no idea where it is, but it's around. And I love that. I love that. Like, I've been coming here for a long time, you know, and I want to continue. And so, all right. So, what I always want to try to do with this share is help the newcomer in the room. And help the person who's struggling and everybody else. But the thing I want to do is give some hope because I was hopeless when I came in. And at my first meeting, I got some hope. And what I heard, and maybe this will be helpful for some people, is that it wasn't my fault. It had nothing to do with willpower. I was not a bad person. There were other people like me, which was, I had no idea. And that there was a solution and that people had gotten better from it. And I was just like, I'm in. I'm in. And I had tried everything. My mom took me to my first commercial diet when I was 9. And I came in at 26. And how I got in was because I was working in a restaurant and my manager heard me talking and she was just like, oh, honey, you know, and I was a compulsive dieter, and she said to me, if you go to those meetings, they help you stay on your diet. And so that was a complete and utter lie. But what I heard at that first meeting was what I just said to you, which is what she was trying. It was the only thing I could hear was diet. And so, and I'll just say, like, I've never been crazy small. The smallest I've been is a size 4. I came in at a 4. The largest I've been is a 12, but honestly, if I'm a 4, I want to be a 2, I want to be a 0, I want to be a dead. And if I'm a 12, I might as well be a size 42. It's completely unacceptable. It brought me to suicidal ideation. So I don't need to have a great deal of weight on me to feel the full effects of this baffling, cunning, deadly disease. And I do believe it's deadly. I know people who've died from it. My son almost died from it. This is a deadly disease. I almost killed myself over it. So I take it really seriously. You don't have to take it as seriously as I do, but I think the reason why I keep coming back is because I continue to take it seriously. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to talk about being restored to sanity. And it was really interesting because I was thinking about this week, and then Val brought up being restored to sanity. And I was like, that's it. I only need to hear it twice when God, I hear God twice. And if I hear God twice, it's like, listen, pay attention. So I was thinking about being restored. First, I thought about just being restored. It's like, you know, people will say, I came to believe, I love that. But it was like, I'm restored, not just to sanity. I'm restored. My body has been restored. My relationships have been restored. My life has been restored in a way that it wasn't before I came in here. And on all the metrics of outside validation, I was young. I had the most gorgeous long red hair, y'all. I mean, it's been gone for a long time, but it was really pretty. And when I came in, I was really thin, and you know, and I was engaged to the person I'm still with. We're gonna have 45 years in February together. And thank you, Joe. And it's the same. It's like when people clap for my absence, I'm like, I just keep showing up. I just keep showing up. Like, that's all I do. That's the only thing I do perfectly is continue to show up. And so I have a friend, I said to her, I'm going to be speaking. And she goes, you have to tell them about the oil. So I don't forget. All right. So when I was, before I came into program, I was told to moisturize. And I'm like, I can't moisturize. That's oil. That oil will go into my body and make me fat. I literally would not use any oil at all. No moisturizer, nothing. Except there's one brand that they didn't have oil and I would use them. Okay, so my friend said, you have to tell people that because that's like crazy bonkers stuff. And she's in this program, right? So I just want to show you.
10
This is
minutes.
my, thank you. This is my bottle of shea butter. And I go through this stuff so fast, and it's butter, y'all. It's butter. And I put this crap all over my body every day, and I slather it on because I don't care anymore. Like, I just like that stuff is not going to make me fat, but that's where my mind used to go. Literally, not be able to moisturize because that's going to make me fat. Everything was going to make me fat. Anything other than lettuce and mustard, which a lot of you know were my binge foods in here, is going to make me fat. And so when I got into program, I didn't know how to eat if I wasn't on a diet, because if I wasn't on the diet, I was gaining the weight back up and down 30 pounds. I didn't know what I was doing. And I worked in restaurants and I started asking questions and I learned how to cook. Even though my mom cooked, I never watched her. It was, so I started to learn how to cook. And then I became macrobiotic and I was already a vegetarian, anything to control. Anything to control. And so when I, oh, and my first absence. Okay, so my first absence, I come in and they have this thing called gray sheet, which is it's a diet, which is, it's fine for a lot of people. I look at it and I go, oh, that's my disease. If I do this, I might as well just go out, and they're like, no, we're getting rid of it. Don't worry about it. We're getting rid of it. And so I was like, great, because I can't do that. I'm not somebody who can weigh and measure their food because that's how I grew up. I used to bring a little scale with me at 10 years old to every restaurant I went to, and my little packs of dressing and all my private little foods. And I can't, that is my disease right there. For other people, it's so helpful. It's so helpful. For me, it's disease. I can't write down what I eat. I can't take photos. Like, that's all my disease. So when I came in, dieting was killing me. Dieting was killing me. Not because of losing too much weight or gaining too much weight. It was my head was killing me because it was a failure. I was a failure. I was a failure every, not while I was on it. I was the best dieter on the planet, but the minute I got off of it, I was a failure. And so I thought I have to have an abstinence that I can win at. I've got to have a winning abstinence. And it cannot be attached to my food. And it said, although we used to follow this less and less, that abstinence is not a food plan. It's a freedom. And they've changed what abstinence is now in this program. It's, food behaviors, which is me, special foods, all those things. That's what we're talking about now. Instead of like my food plan or my diet becomes my higher power. My diet was always my higher power. That wasn't going to work for me. So somebody said to me, can you say nice things to yourself? Can that be your, that'll be your abstinence. You're just going to be kind to yourself and you're going to say, I love you. And I was like, no, I'll fail. Absolutely not. That is not going to be something that's going to work for me. I tried it for like 20 minutes and I was crying in the mirror because I hated myself so much. And I was like, I'm going to fail. I can't do this. And then I thought, what can I do? What can I do? And I'm a really good student. I was a great student. I know how to study. And I thought, I can do the 12 steps perfectly. That I can do. And I thought, because of my diet mentality, I'll do the 12 steps in 12 weeks. And then I can go and my life will be fine. And that is not what happened. But I did do the 12 steps in 12 weeks and it was really helpful. And I have to tell you, I was still dieting. Like, I know there are a lot of people who say you can't do the steps unless you're abstinent, whatever that looks like. And for me, that wasn't the case. I just had to get busy right away. It didn't matter if sober, not sober. I just had to do these steps to do something differently and something changed. I don't know what happened, but something changed. And I wanted to stay. And I know that my brain was being restored to sanity. That's what was happening. I wasn't as crazy. I wasn't as obsessed. And what I used to do with the food thoughts, and my sponsor gave me a thing today. She's like, you're done obsessing about that. And I was like, I'm going to talk about it. I'm sharing today. And she's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're too charged. Give it 2 days. So I can't even talk to you about what's going on in my life because she won't let me. Well, she will. Like, she's like, you can do whatever you want, but don't. So I'm not, because she's my sponsor and I trust her. So Ooh, yeah. So I did that, and then I could work my program to the best of my ability every day, and that was my abstinence for years, because I could do that. That was something I could win at. I knew I could do that, and by working the program and going to tons of meetings and sponsoring and being sponsored and learning the traditions and like studying, reading everything, I started to get better. I started to get better. I gave up dieting. I gave up speed. I gave up laxatives. All these things just started to go because they weren't serving me any longer because I was being restored to sanity. My health was being restored. I had the worst IBS. My stomach would blow up. It looked like I was 9 months pregnant and I would just cry and bathrooms were not great for me, and I had a lot of problems. And that's been cured and healed. The only thing that hasn't been cured and healed are my bones. I have osteoporosis, and it's fine. I take shots and I do my weights, and it's all good. It's all good, and there's nothing I can do other than what I'm already doing. But I got off easy. I'm just saying, like, I got off easy from what I know people have gone through. People have lost limbs in this program. I mean, like, this is serious shit. So, sorry, I shouldn't
Four
swear
minutes
on.
and 20 seconds left.
How much do I have left? 4 minutes and
Four
20
minutes
seconds?
and 20
Okay,
seconds.
perfect. Great. Okay. So, what does it look like now that I'm in? So, my abstinence now, because it changed, is I don't manipulate my food or my weight in any way. So, for me, that means I eat all foods in moderation. This took 25 years for anybody who's like literally 25 years before I got to the point of food neutrality where I could say, God, let me know when I'm full. And I don't take seconds, because if I take seconds, I want thirds. And it's a small plate because I don't need a big plate. I don't need as much food as I thought I did. I don't eat thinking about, well, if I don't eat this, I'll be hungry. That's gone. I do full fat. If I do sugar, it's full sugar. It's not like anything artificial. Everything is full on real. I don't do any dupes. And this is just for me. It's just for me because I need to give my food, my life, my body over to my higher power because I know that's how I'm going to be restored. My body's going to be restored. My health will be restored. Everything's going to be better. My relationships are better. I do 12 steps every day because I heard somebody say she did 12 steps every day. I'm a very competitive person. And I used to get really upset when people be losing weight in the rooms. I'd be like, how are they losing weight? And I can't lose weight. And it's like, no, because it was about me. It wasn't about, I'm going to give my food and my life over to the care of God. So before I had my puppy, which some of you know about, I would pray and meditate for half an hour every morning. I'd get up and I'd say the first step prayer, and I'd talk about everything I was powerless over. And I'd say, I know you're going to restore me to sanity. And then I turn my will and my life over. If I have a resentment, I do a fourth step. I do it the way it's done in the book, in the big book with the columns. I'm going through this very quickly. And then I talk to somebody about it. That's my fifth step. I always ask for certain character defects to be removed that I'm aware of. God removes them in God's time. I had an issue yesterday with somebody that I was rude to, and I apologized in the moment. That's new for me. And that's what I do now. Like I own up to my crap. I own up to it. I do a 10 step every night. It's wonderful. I freaking love it. 11 is prayer and meditation. So I'm doing that, and I'm
Two
doing 12 step
minutes.
right now. Thank you. So I do 12 steps every day because 37 years means nothing because last week I thought G or the yeah the, last week I thought GLPs were going to work for me. I really did, and that's a road I don't go down at all, at all. And I was like, well, maybe. And the truth is, I'm a size six. Like, no normal doctor's going to give me that, but I want that. I want that. And I talked about it in this meeting. I talked about it with my sponsor. And I was restored to sanity. I was restored to sanity. I have no interest in it any longer. That doesn't mean next week I'll see some other celebrity and I'll be like, wait a minute. That's why I have to keep coming back. Because I don't know everything. I learn new stuff every day and I'm still sick. I am very, very sick. And if I don't take this medicine, I will be very, very sick. I will no longer be here because that's where this leads. Not right away. But I go into suicide. I go, I'm like, I regret my life choices. I never should have married my husband. You know, I don't say I shouldn't have had kids. That's the one thing that I'm like, I need to get out of this marriage. I need to kill myself. This is where my brain goes when I'm not on OA. That's what happens. So y'all keep me healthy and honest and continue to search for a higher power that deepens every day with me. And everything in my life is restored. Everything is restored to its factory settings, because my settings got messed up. And so now I'm back to my real factory settings that God put in, and they keep getting tinkered with, and maybe I'll have like a 2.0. That's what I'm hoping for. But this has been great. Thank you so much for letting me share.